Part 3.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their memories of their first day at school. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all questions. Speaker 1.
I went to a boarding school where a specific uniform was compulsory. The school has sent out a list to parents of the items to buy before the semester started. My mother was away for work and forgot all about it. I was the only one without a blazer or tie. I felt very awkward.
Speaker 2.
I remember being very nervous as I was walking into the big school because I thought I wouldn't know anyone at all. It was a bit stressful being in a new place all on my own. And then I spotted my cousin. I expected that he would ignore me, but he was nice and showed me around.
Speaker 3.
My mother drove me to school, but we got lost and it took us ages to find the school. I will never forget how embarrassed I felt when I walked into the first class half an hour after it had started. Awful. After that, things improved. It wasn't a very big school, so I soon found my way around.
Speaker 4.
I know it may sound unlikely, but I didn't experience any feeling of anxiety. I was confident that everything was going to be fine. I was surrounded by the familiar faces of friends from primary school, and I was actually pleased there was a uniform, unlike some of my friends who complained about it.
Speaker 5. My strongest memory from my first day at secondary school is simply feeling terribly alone and sad. My family had moved from Sabah to Melaka and I ended up going to school 2 weeks later. All the other girls have already made friends with each other, so it was hard to fit in. I soon made friends, but the first few days were rough. Speaker 1.
I went to a boarding school where a specific uniform was compulsory. The school has sent out a list to parents of the items to buy before the semester started. My mother was away for work and forgot all about it. I was the only one without a blazer or tie. I felt very awkward.
Speaker 2.
I remember being very nervous as I was walking into the big school because I thought I wouldn't know anyone at all. It was a bit stressful being in a new place all on my own. And then I spotted my cousin. I expected that he would ignore me, but he was nice and showed me around.
Speaker 3.
My mother drove me to school, but we got lost and it took us ages to find the school. I will never forget how embarrassed I felt when I walked into the first class half an hour after it had started. Awful. After that, things improved. It wasn't a very big school, so I soon found my way around.
Speaker 4.
I know it may sound unlikely, but I didn't experience any feeling of anxiety. I was confident that everything was going to be fine. I was surrounded by the familiar faces of friends from primary school, and I was actually pleased there was a uniform, unlike some of my friends who complained about it.
Speaker 5. My strongest memory from my first day at secondary school is simply feeling terribly alone and sad. My family had moved from Sabah to Melaka and I ended up going to school 2 weeks later. All the other girls have already made friends with each other, so it was hard to fit in. I soon made friends, but the first few days were rough.